We'll call this conference committee to order. Take roll, please.
Senator Ankeny, Chair.
Here.
Senator Connell.
Here.
Senator Wolkin.
Here.
Representative Zolnikoff.
Here.
Representative O'Hara.
Here.
Representative Bishop.
Here.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chair, I have a motion in regards to this bill. I move to reject the House amendments and adopt Senate Bill 037405.ASN as a substitute, which strikes the House original amendments, Mr. Chair.
Discussion? Senator Walton.
Thank you. I have a question for the bill sponsor, Senator Ankeny. So as I'm reading this, it basically takes away the ability of the person who hires a contractor outside of the utility to transfer ownership or maintenance back to the utility. Is that right?
That's right. It takes the bill back to exactly the way it was before.
Follow-up? So, Senator Ankeny, do you think that without this, people will still have the incentive to go, or it'll still be possible to go outside the utility with this?
I would believe that if there was a mutual agreement between the utility and the homeowner, that the utility could take ownership of the line, but it would have to be a mutual agreement. Further discussion?
I have a question.
Representative Bishop.
Thank you. So I also have a question for the sponsor, which is, in considering this, the amendment was part of what brought me onto the bill, because I had been a no, and then once the amendment went on, it resolved my concerns. So then in considering today, I thought, well, let's go back to the first thought, which was, what were you aiming for in the bill? Why are we aiming to make the changes that the bill was proposing in the first place? If you could speak to that, what the original goal was, why we are
well,
here.
Well, the original goal was that you put your own line in. You didn't have to have them put it in. But if you put it in, then you're responsible for it. I mean, that would be like, you know, you replacing a part on your car under warranty and expecting them to keep the warranty, you know. So if you're going to put it in, you're going to maintain responsibility for that line.
Follow up. So I take it then, in part, we're looking for people to have the opportunity to be able to find a way of getting the line in potentially more affordably, but then the trade-off is they're accepting a level of responsibility that could be beyond their means.
Representative Bishop, I don't believe so. If they follow it and have a journeyman lineman or a professional engineer there while they're laying the line in, they shouldn't have any trouble with it. No more than a power company could. Representative Connell, or Senator Connell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And following up your discussion, I think that you could argue that you should be able to expect a differential between an individual contractor putting in the line and the utility, because the utility, in putting in the line, absolutely accepts all responsibility of maintenance of that line for then on. And so you could argue that the differential in cost would be representing the risk that the utility accepts if that line is violated anyway, you know, at which there's not much cost attached to that, say if it's an overhead line, but if it's an underground line, there's potentially a pretty significant cost if the line deteriorates over a period of time. And I'd say that the utility probably would have some degree more cost. Now, the chairman has in discussions acknowledged that some of the different electric delivery systems have charged pretty exorbitant amount of money for putting in that line, and that you can get an independent contractor to do it a lot cheaper, but that independent contractor is giving you no guarantee for the life of that line or replacement. So,
Representative Zolnikoff.
Mr. Chairman, so part of the bill, just to kind of touch on that point, if you look at new section 1, line 3, if a contractor is selected, the extension must be built on the small customer's property to meet the same standards proposed by the electric utility that will be providing service to the small customer. And then B says that the throughout construction, and as the electric utility considers appropriate, the electric utility shall inspect the extensions and be on site. And it goes into a little bit more. But then the electric utility at the end should also provide service to a small customer and should complete a final inspection. So it's not like some sketchy group can do this without oversight. I mean, it's just, I think the whole thing, if I understand it right, is there's a lot of complaints with the PSC on the extension to the homes. And so that's what brought this whole thing was it's expensive. And is there any competition to bring it down? And then once it's done, I think the amendment basically said, yes, the utility is responsible for it, but and they also obtained the property that was the extension. So it's kind of yes, they're responsible for it, but they had oversight of it, and they get the property in the end. So it's that there's the added value. I don't know or see how the amendment really was that bad in the end, being put on the bill. And I don't really know what happened in the Senate with the amendment being put on.
So, Representative O'Hara.
Chairman Ankeny, in committee, the industry was in favor of the bill, but the PSC was opposed. And I think this House amendment was for, you know, to satisfy the PSC. Have you talked to some of the industry folks in or the PSC?
No.
Okay.
Not since the amendments was put on, and other than what the testimony in the Senate Energy Committee was, I haven't really discussed it with them. You know, and in committee, they've opposed a customer putting in their own line and then accepting responsibility for it. I don't know if we had any PSC objection to that or additions to that in the Senate Energy or not.
I don't recall.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I think the PSC would like to have the utility on the line, but they have the option. The utility can either take it or not. That's the way the bill reads, right?
Mr. Chair, Representative O'Hara, actually with the amendment that was put on in the House, the utility has no choice. It's totally controlled by the landowner. If you take a look that on page 2, you know, if the contractor is hired in accordance to the section when the construction is complete, the customer may, then on to page 3, retain ownership or B, transfer ownership. And that's kind of an arbitrary, one-sided deal without negotiation or fundamentally approval of the tolerance of being able to have a discussion with the folks that are supplying the juice. And depending on where you look in this bill, this also includes REAs, which are not under the purview of the PSC, which causes some conflict but then we're off of the discussion that we have in this conference committee.
Thank you.
Senator Wolf.
Thank you. I guess a question for the sponsor of the motion. But doesn't it seem to say now they can negotiate. It seems to go in the other direction, the amendment that they have. Not only does the customer has to retain ownership and maintenance. Am I reading that incorrectly?
Mr. Chair, Senator, at this point in time, in any delivery circumstance, a utility, whether it is a public utility or an REA, typically is responsible for the line up to the masthead or where the meter is. And there is in locations in the state that the meter may be a quarter of a mile away from the house, and the individuals put in their own line past the meter to their house. The basis of the bill trying to allow the folks to take advantage of maybe a less expensive method is one issue, but when all of a sudden it is solely the owner saying that the responsibility transfers is the burr underneath my saddle, because for one thing, if it's an underground line, the line is being put in potentially before the construction on that site, if it's a new construction, is complete, and that line could be put in that then goes underneath some subsequent structure or patio or something like that, that becomes then a risk to frost heaves to the underground line and also repair and maintenance that is unusual for an otherwise normal application. Mr. Chair.
Well, I just, when we did the bill, it seemed right. If you made that decision to put that line in, you accepted the responsibility of that line. Your meter being on a pole, wherever they drop your power, and then from there in, which I don't know what the limit is, but that's your responsibility. I mean, so I don't know. Further discussion?
Question?
Question's called. Roll call vote.
Okay. Do you want to state the motion again? To amend?
Yes.
With SB 03-7405.ASN. Senator Ankeny, Chair.
Yes.
Senator Connell?
Yes.
Senator Wolken?
Yes.
Representative Zolnikoff?
No.
Representative O'Hara?
Yes.
Representative Bishop?
No.
Thank
motion
you.
Motion fails. So you can dissolve the conference committee and report and adopt that you were unable to reach an agreement. So
okay.
Make a motion to dissolve the conference committee.
We will move. Go ahead, Pat.
Mr. Chair, I move to dissolve the conference committee once we sign the conference committee report. You have a conference committee report we have to sign, do you not?
Yeah. There is no report because the motion failed.
Ah, okay. Then I move to just dissolve the conference committee.
Okay.